Hey, explorers, welcome to episode 330 of the TAR Now podcast. We're the first English-speaking podcast focusing on the Asian theme parks like Tokyo Disneyland. And you can find us over on our website at tdrexplorer.com and under all the various social media under TDR Explorer. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, and I'm the one that you see on camera all the time on YouTube, usually stuffing my face. And joining as always is the wonderful Patricia.
Hey guys, I guess I'm the one in search of Valentine's Day chocolate. I feel like after the winter holidays, it shifted. Like even before they were done, like even before like Christmas was done, and like New Year's hadn't even started, like all the Valentine's Day stuff started going up, and like now I'm on the hunt for like this Pierre Hermé collaboration that's at, I think, the convenience stores, and I haven't found it yet, but it's supposed to come out today.
Interesting.
It's really good.
Yeah. I was at the grocery store, and yeah, I saw all the Valentine's stuff is out.
Oh my gosh,
like there's a bunch of Pokemon stuff that kind of what caught yeah me
on. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, they made a quick switch, like as soon as like the New Year stuff is over, we're right into Valentine's.
Like, I don't, like, we haven't even had Setsubun yet, you know? And there's, like, some Setsubun, but I guess, like, chocolate is more profitable. I don't know.
Selling chocolates is more profitable than beans. Beans maybe to throw. Oh, goodness.
But you can find me, I take photos, you can find me on, I don't know how long I'm going to be on Metaphor, but you can find me for now on Instagram under Dream Sweets Love and on Blue Sky under Inktastrophe. Mm. Yeah. I don't know, man. The chocolate is good. So I'm gonna just drown myself in chocolate and Negronis.
Why not tonight?
We have a pretty cheerful, fun topic today.
Yeah. This was we talked about it before, I think back when they first announced it, but Tokyo Disneyland has this, like, it's not really called an event, but I guess it's kind of like a mini event thing. And it's called It's a Small World with Groot. And they added Marvel characters to It's a Small World for a limited time here at Tokyo Disneyland. Which,
oh, so wait, so it's more than just Groot then? They have other characters?
So if you look at the artwork.
Yeah.
Like the attraction poster,
mm-hmm,
he added there's a whole bunch of Marvel characters.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'll add the image into the notes here so you can see it.
Thank you.
It should be there now. But yeah, I thought they were just going to do Groot. Like I just kind of thought, oh, it's just Groot. Like they're adding Groot to the attraction, but no, all those Avengers. No,
it has a whole bunch of people.
Yeah. They're all there.
Oh my gosh. This is so fun. I love it. They have the cat.
What's the cat's name again?
I don't know what his name is, but I love him.
Wait, I'm gonna look
it up.
This is
really great.
It's an odd name, Marvel Orange Cat. What is his name? Oh, Goose.
Goose, yeah. Goose.
Yeah, I knew it was a strange, it was a funny name.
This is so fun.
Yeah, like as I said, I was quite skeptical about this because this is just so out there in terms of just an event, you know.
The ride is already filled with IP anyway, so I feel like adding more.
It's not a big shine,
you know.
Yeah, because it was 2018, and it's when they redid it and they added the Disney characters, which is similar to, I think Hong Kong is like it now.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely know Disneyland in California is.
Yeah,
for sure. I thought, how are they going to do this? And this is the first time we actually have like Marvel stuff in the park.
In the parks at all, right?
Yeah, because Marvel doesn't really, they just don't do anything Marvel.
Yeah, which is like such a shame because it's there and it's super fun. And there is, I know it's not like a massive fan base here, but there is like a niche like fan base that's really like super into it, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's probably like, this is the first of the Marvel stuff we're seeing. And I bet you anything we're going to see more in the future. This is probably their way of like conditioning people to get used to the idea of Marvel. Mm-hmm. And we do know that a lot of the demographic that goes to these parks are young females.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you appeal to them? With cute stuff. I mean, it works on me too.
And, and there's a lot of women that are into Marvel here.
Yeah.
A lot of women do like cosplay and stuff, you know? So yeah. And I think it's kind of fun. I think they approach it in a really cute direction. Mm-hmm. I kind of love it.
So what they're doing with this is there's the ride, of course, is Small World. Then they only have two food items and they're both tipo tortas.
Okay.
There's a chocolate orange one and a sweet potato. I tried the chocolate orange. Mm-hmm. I didn't bother with the sweet potato. I'm not a big fan of tipo torta, so I didn't really care for it. It was, I don't know what a tipo torta is supposed to be, like what a real tipo torta is supposed to taste like, if there is such a thing, if they just made this up. I really don't know.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah, it's a warm flaky pastry stick. Like the outside is nice and flaky, and then the inside's like the filling, which was almost like a warm, like a jelly almost.
Mm.
It's not my favorite. It wasn't my favorite thing.
Same. It's fine. I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad. But it's not like something I would go out of my way for.
Yeah, same with me. But I wanted to give it a try. Mm. I forgot to mention this event or this overlay thing is only going until June 30th. So it started on January 15th and it's going till June 30th of this year. So it's a limited time thing. The merchandise, they have a little bit of merchandise, and I think it's really cute
what
they do with it. They use a lot of the poster artwork. Like that's in a lot of the merchandise. Like there's a postcard that I bought. There's a clear file that I bought.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like, you know, the typical hand towels, the little drawstring bags, the buttons, they even have stickers. Like a sticker mm-hmm. set, and the stickers are made to look like travel stickers, like, you know, the kind you put on like your suitcase.
Yeah,
which is really cute. So it's like all these different like logos and stuff from different Marvel worlds.
I like that.
So like the theme is Groot is traveling the world,
mm-hmm.
which makes sense because it's a small world, goes around the world. So right. It makes sense that Groot does the same thing. And they, like, Tokyo Disney has really leaned into this in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
The whole blind box thing.
Oh, they love it. Yeah. I mean, like the whole fandom-based merch, right?
Yeah. So, which is very, like, that's been around for ages. Like, you know, anime mm-hmm. fans and all that know this stuff. Like, that,
yeah.
It's been around for a while, right? This is nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
They have like these little blind boxes that are really cute. And it's all like little like Groots. And he's,
yeah.
And it's all the different versions of him in the ride. I think there's like, I don't know. I saw someone said there's 21. I don't know if that's accurate or not. But mm-hmm. there's a lot of different Groots inside the ride. One of them is like, he's wearing clogs. Like he's from
Dutch. The Netherlands?
Yeah, Netherlands, like, you know, the hat with the dress and the clogs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's wearing that. And one of them is really cute.
Aww.
Another one, he's in a little gondolier outfit.
Yeah.
And like there's ones where he's like he's holding a churro and a popcorn box. Another one's he's holding dango.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
He's holding dango and dango mochi and ice cream, I think. And he has like little like sakura petals on him.
Yeah.
Really cute.
That's adorable.
And then they have like a Groot plush, and they did this thing where they have, so you can buy the Groot plush, and then there's little blind boxes of little accessories that you can put on them. So you can get like little Mickey ears or sunglasses or Dango Mochi or a churro to like accessorize him with, which I think is really fun.
Sure.
I ended up doing that too, but I kind of had to.
Yeah.
Then there's like there's a little Tomica bus of the cruiser. Mm-hmm. There's a t-shirt that says I am Groot on it with little Groot. Yeah. And it's all done like it. The artwork is all done with like his It's a Small World kind of artwork. There's a pin, there's a tote bag, and there's also a headband because, you know, headbands are the thing to do. And it's like Groot looks like he's like resting on your head, which is really adorable, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of merchandise, but what is there is really cute. And I think it's incredibly niche. Like, I think like once the stuff is gone, we're never going to see this again. Like unless they bring do it
the
back.
Event again.
Like I wouldn't be mad.
Probably will. You know,
I wouldn't be mad at that because they stopped doing the Christmas one, right?
I want Christmas Small World back.
The Christmas one was cute.
Yeah.
When did they stop that? Was it 2019? Was the last time?
I don't even know anymore.
I think it was 2019, and then of course 2020, and you know everything changed after that.
I like the stickers a lot.
The stickers are cute.
I like the sticker box. It looks like a suitcase.
It's a little suitcase. It's just so cute. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, I love the design of it all. Mm-hmm. I think it's really well done.
Yeah, I think so too. It's really colorful, like pastel-y.
Yeah. As for the ride itself, so if you don't pay attention, you'll easily miss it. On the outside of the attraction, so you know how there's music playing, right? Like there's a loop, music loop. Well, they added in some Marvel music, but it's redone to make it sound like it's part of It's a Small World. Like it has the tune of It's a Small World. Like it sounds like it fits, right?
Yeah.
Which I thought was incredibly well done and subtle. Like if you're not paying attention, you're gonna miss it. Right. Because you know how sometimes you just kind of tune out background noise.
Yeah.
I think I forgot to look this up ahead of time. There might be two or three tracks, I think. There's definitely two. One of them is the Avengers theme.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done with like, you know, all the different instruments and stuff that you hear outside of It's a Small World.
Yeah.
Which I thought was so adorable. So good. And then, of course, they changed the sign on there. It says It's a Small World. And they added on the side with Groot. And there's like a little, you know, Groots on there and stuff.
Yeah.
The queue itself wasn't changed. There's nothing added in the queue. I took a look and there was, they didn't add anything to the queue, which is fine. I was kind of hoping they would have, but okay, fine. Sure. Everything is on the attraction. So as soon as you get on the attraction, because, you know, for ours, when you get on it and it turns left, then there's like all the cardboard cutouts on the sides. That's where they added in some Groot stuff, which is really cute, right? Like all the different signs and whatnot. And then once you go in, then this is where it kind of turns into like a Where's Waldo situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Where's Groot going to show up? So he shows up in a variety of the scenes. The first one you see is in the UK, where he's dressed up as one of the guards, you know, with the big hats.
Oh my gosh!
But his hat isn't the traditional one.
Yeah,
it is like a big shrub on top of his head that moves up and down. And it's like the cutest thing. It's so cute.
Yeah.
And then you just keep going around and like you see Groot in like the Netherlands or, you know, Dutch area. And then you see him in Italy in one of the gondolas, and that's where he's wearing the gondolier outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you see Rocket. Rocket's there, and Rocket attached a rocket to the gondola.
No. Oh no!
Which I think is just so funny. And then as you continue through, you start seeing more of the Marvel characters. Like the Hulk shows up, and he's gigantic. I wasn't expecting him to be that big. Like he was, I don't even know how many feet tall. Like probably a good 7 feet tall, maybe 6-7 feet. Like he's big. It's in the Greece area. And then Groot is in there. I think they replaced Hercules with Groot. I think that's what happened.
Okay.
Which, yeah, that's fine. That's cute. And then like in the Japan area, that's where he has the Dango, and, you know, the whole Sakura scene. So I think Mantis and a couple other characters are in there from Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, you just keep going. You keep seeing more and more Marvel characters beside Groot and whatnot. Like there's the Black Panther, Captain America, Doctor Strange shows up, which I think is really fun. One of my favorites though was Groot was in, I think it was like in the Africa section.
Yeah.
Groot has a gigantic magnifying glass and behind it is Ant-Man and the Wasp. Which I think they were riding an insect or something. It was just so cute. Mm-hmm. And then another really cool one that I thought was really fun was Thor. So you know the whole raining scene?
Yeah.
So Groot's in there and Thor's there and they're underneath, like, is it a mushroom or something they're underneath? I don't remember what it is.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's on, or a big leaf or something like that. Anyway, then there's like a big lightning bolt that comes down where Thor is standing, which I thought was so well done. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, cute.
And then in the penguin scene, Captain America and Groot are like spinning around with the penguins on the ice on top of the shield.
Aww.
Which is so fun. And you see Groot like holding on to the boots of Captain Marvel as she's like flying over, I think it was like the South America section, which I thought was actually pretty fun. I almost missed that one.
Yeah.
Cause it was like kind of far off. Then in the Australia section, Groot was playing not the kazoo. What's the name of that big long instrument?
Didgeridoo.
That's what it is. Not the kazoo. Yeah. That's a little plastic thing. Yeah, he was playing the didgeridoo.
Aww.
Which again was very cute.
Yeah.
But Groot and like the Marvel characters weren't in the final scene. So you know, like where it's all like everyone's in like white and light blue colors.
Yeah.
None of the Marvel characters were in that section.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
Well, like Groot is the only character that showed up multiple times. Every other character was only once.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess makes sense, right?
It makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Groot is like the one that's kind of going around, right?
Yeah.
Which I think is really, really cute.
He like runs into his friends in different places. Mm-hmm.
Like overall, I was quite skeptical of this. I thought it was, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. Like, it's a small world. Like, you're kind of mixing two very different worlds. It,
so it's like, it doesn't matter anymore.
Disney characters, you know? Disney characters, I'm like, okay. It's the
same thing. You know, it's a sales tactic.
Like 100%. But just from a thematic thing, like I could understand with like the Disney characters is like, okay, Peter Pan and Wendy are in the UK section. Okay, that makes sense. Like the characters made sense. Yeah. So I was like, how are they going to pull it off with Marvel characters? And I think they did a really good job with it. I think they pulled it off. And it's one of those things, if you didn't know this was going on and didn't really pay attention, you can miss it. And I guess that kind of goes to show like how well it was integrated into the attraction. Like it feels like it's something that was always there, even though it's not. So if you weren't paying attention, you could easily just like not even really think about it and potentially miss it all. So I think that that just kind of goes to show like just how much thought and care was put into doing this, because, you know, It's a Small World is a classic attraction, and altering it with it's just the Marvel characters, just like I said before, like so out there in terms of a thing to do. But you know, Tokyo Disney does strange things. So, you know, like how we talked about, I think it was last week's episode where we talked about how the, you know, they did the whole Club Mickey thing.
Yeah.
In the early 2000s. So, you know, I'll take it. And I will definitely ride this again. Like 100%. I will do this.
I mean, for sure. Yeah.
And the wait time, like the first day that it opened, it was like a 40-minute wait or something, which is quite high for It's a Small World.
Yeah, it's a people eater. Like if it's 40 minutes, it's like a crowded day, you know? So it's not like it's a hard attraction to get on.
No. Like on a busy day, 30 minutes, if that.
If, like, yeah.
Like 15 minutes is like kind of average. Like 10 or 15 minutes is kind of where it is. But yeah, like you said, it's a people eater. So don't expect to have to wait a very long time to get on this, which is nice. Sometimes it's nice to have attractions that aren't going to take forever to get on, you know?
And it kind of like it's a long attraction too. So you can kind of like relax, kick back, you know?
Oh, 100%. And, If you're a Groot fan, you're gonna absolutely love this. Like I think it's just so fun.
Yeah, I think for Marvel fans in general, it's a really great thing, you know? It's really enjoyable.
And like the merchandise is very niche. Mm-hmm. So like if you're a Marvel fan, like this is some stuff that you're gonna wanna get.
Yeah, it's not a design. It's like not a design and color scheme that you often see. So for sure, it's really adorable.
Yeah, so it's something that you're probably going to want to get for sure. So that's why I bought the clear file and the postcard, like the stuff that has like the attraction poster.
Yeah.
I really, really wanted that stuff.
Yeah.
It's so cute. Ugh. I'm just sitting here looking at the poster and it just makes me so happy.
Yeah. I mean, it's a happy attraction, you know?
I didn't notice that they drew Goose, the cat Goose. He has little tentacles coming out of his mouth.
He has little tentacles coming out.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you get to do this at some point soon.
I feel like we might. Like I think we go like about once a year now. So, like spring is like really nice weather. So maybe we'll go springish.
Yeah.
Or something, if it's not too crowded.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I do, like I said earlier, I do think this is going to be something, like this is definitely conditioning people to having Marvel in our parks here. So I'm just wondering what they're going to do next for Marvel stuff. I guess, like, really, realistically, like the Tomorrowland area is kind of where Marvel stuff could kind of go. I guess Baymax is Baymax technically Marvel now or is? I think he kind of is. So,
yeah.
I mean, like Tomorrowland's kind of become like the de facto area for Marvel and Star Wars, right? Mm-hmm. So I can see them, I guess, like because we don't fully know what else they're doing with Tomorrowland, right? Other than they're expanding it. And we're getting, you know, obviously Space Mountain, and we're getting the Wreck-It Ralph. My guess is the Stitch Encounter is probably on the chopping block.
It's a tiny space, though.
Like, could they do like a, I don't know, like a Turtle Talk type of thing with
Groot.
With Groot. He just goes, Groot, I am Groot.
With like
Groot.
Rocket.
Yeah. Like,
that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Could we get like a Monsters Laugh Floor type thing with Rocket, you know? Could that be a thing? I don't know.
I don't know.
But yeah, like I could see that building, like the Stitch Encounter. It's Stitch Encounter, no? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that that's probably on its last legs. Especially yeah. with this revamp coming in 2027. So mm-hmm. I can see them probably closing that once the Wreck-It Ralph attraction opens.
I feel like it's such a small space. I wonder if like a meet and greet would be popular.
Yeah.
Like to like put into that area.
I mean, people love mm-hmm. meet and greets.
They do. Yeah.
You could add more. Like, I wouldn't be mad with a Marvel meet and greet. I wouldn't.
Oh, not at all. That would be awesome. For sure.
That would be fitting, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, we have it, like, it's in Hong Kong. They have yeah. an area in Shanghai. So it's not out of the question.
And they could, like, switch out characters. They could add new characters when they want to. Like, it could be really cool.
Yeah, I can see them doing something like that. Because, yeah, like you said, it's a small space, right? Mm-hmm. I also wonder, though, like, because Star Tours is in Tomorrowland, Pan Galactic Pizza Port's in Tomorrowland, like, are those in danger?
I don't know. They always need restaurants, though.
Yeah, like, I don't think they would take a restaurant and turn into an attraction. They probably turn into a different restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they never touch Pan Galactic, because that just feels so classic Tomorrowland to me. Like, especially yeah. with Tony Celeroni.
That's really cute.
It would be sad sure. to lose. It would be sad to lose that, I think.
That's a big space, though. Like, if they did want to make, like, a big attraction, they could take out the restaurant and Stitch and just take that whole area.
Or they could potentially, you know, where the stage, the outdoor stage that was meant to be temporary, I think, when it was built.
Yeah.
Like that, and taking out Star Tours to make a big attraction, they could do that.
Yeah.
Because I guess they would have space behind.
Yeah, that would be a massive area, right?
Yeah. I don't see them getting rid of Monsters, Inc.
No.
I don't see them doing that. But Star Tours, maybe. I don't know.
It's hard to say. It's another people eater, so I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's hard to say. But yeah, I wouldn't be mad if they did something with Tomorrowland Terrace. Like, the food there is good, but the restaurant is kind of like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, I do love going there for the views, to watch like Electrical Parade and the like Reach for the Stars.
Yeah.
Show, like getting there like an hour and a half before the show starts, and like getting one of those tables right up against there. That is like the perfect viewing area.
I'm surprised they don't charge for that.
I know. Like, am I laying the cat out of the bag? I think we talked about it before. So, you know,
yeah,
it's not like there's millions of people listening, so it's fine. But yeah, I love doing that when I'm like, I want a really chill evening. I'm like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get an early dinner. I'm going to stake a spot for the Electrical Parade. And it's on one of those tables out on the terrace, and you overlook the water and you get to see the castle, and there's nobody in front of you whatsoever. Yeah. And the best part is, you didn't have to pay for DPA. I guess like you should buy food. You shouldn't just take up a space and
no, you have not to buy food. Anything. Yeah.
Yeah. So buy food. But you know, that's like what, 1,000 yen? So still.
Yeah.
It's nice, and you get to sit like in an actual chair, you know? So like that's what I like to do for watching shows. I've done that quite a few times. It's nice.
I think it's pretty popular. It's kind of like a battle for the tables though.
Yeah, it is. Like you have to get there. Like, if you're there an hour before, you're too late. Like you need to do it like an hour and a half, 2 hours beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Like people get those spots.
Yeah.
It does get a little cold in the winter though, because it's out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's nothing kind of protecting you from the wind. So it can get quite cold out there. But like if they were going to do something like Marvel related or something, like, I don't know, change that restaurant to a Marvel restaurant, I kind of don't care, you know?
Yeah, like, agreed.
That restaurant is not themed.
The only reason we would go there was when like the, you know, our child was young and it has like a lot of like kid friendly options, you know?
Their chicken nanban sandwich is actually quite good.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that sandwich. It's like one of my little guilty pleasures. Like, it's not aesthetically pleasing. It's not cute in any way. It's just good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind them if they did something like Marvel with that, I think. Because, yeah, it's not themed to anything. It's just Tomorrowland aesthetic.
Yeah.
Which is dated. Incredibly
dated.
It could
be really fun if they did decide to, like, go with Marvel.
Yeah, or even, like, if they wanted to continue the theme with Baymax, turn it into something Baymax, I guess, because it's literally across the street, across the way, and they do sell Baymax burgers in there, so.
Mm-hmm. And Baymax is so popular.
I could see them doing something with Baymax as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just very curious what their plans are with Marvel. Like, I'm pretty sure they are talking about it, like, about it, because, you know, these projects take years.
Oh, for sure.
So I'm sure whatever plan they have is probably already in place. Uh-huh. They just haven't announced it yet, so.
Yeah.
I wonder. But yeah, I think it would make sense. They're not going to really say much yet for the Stitch encounter, because I'm pretty sure that's probably going to go away once the Wreck-It Ralph opens, because it opens in 2026. So,
like, yeah,
that's next year. obviously don't know when in 2026, but it's opening sometime next year. So, like, they wouldn't want to have they wouldn't want to have three attractions in Tomorrowland not operating. Like, two already is quite a lot.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It'll pretty much be closed, right?
Because Space Mountain uh-huh. and Astro Blasters were people eaters.
Mm-hmm.
Those were
people-eater attractions. And they were, like, really popular attractions. Yeah.
Yeah. So having another one go down, not that Stitch Encounter is a big people-eater.
Well, it's the thing is, it's for little kids, you know? So yeah. It does serve the audience. And there's not a lot of attractions in Tomorrowland that do, you know? Like, I guess yeah. Monsters, Inc. But, like, that's even for, like, you can even bring smaller kids into that. And yeah, they'll have a good time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm very interested to see what's going to happen with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep looking at the poster, and it just makes me so happy to look at it.
Aw.
Which is your favorite Marvel movie?
So hard.
Or franchise. Let's say franchise. Like
franchise.
Marvel franchise, like, I guess, like, with whatever superhero.
I don't know. I like all of them. Like, oh, well, okay, not all of them, but, like, I'm just glad that they make Marvel movies, like, at all, you know, because, like, when I was a kid, well, you too, like, you're similar age, like, it was very Marvel was, like, the uncool property,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
And
yeah.
So, like, it just makes me happy that the movies are getting love. So I'm, like, really excited to see what, like, the future is. I want to see what they do with X-Men, you know, because as a kid I really loved reading the X-Men comics. So I'm really excited for that, you know. But I like the Thor movies, even though I know those aren't the most popular ones. I think they're really funny and fun. And I liked, it's not like even a Marvel movie, but I liked She-Hulk. You know, I thought it was a lot of fun.
I thought it was fun.
It was really fun. And I love witchy stuff. So anything with Scarlet Witch, I'm, like, there. I loved her show as well, you know. So, yeah, I'm just excited to see, like, I would like them to play around with, like, different genres, you know. Like of superhero movie, you know, like go like into horror, go into like, you know, like do like different, like really creative stuff would be really cool.
Yeah. I think for me, if you made me pick one, I'd probably say Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh yeah. It's really fun. For sure.
It's a fun one. I really like Guardians of the Galaxy. I think it's probably the one I would definitely choose, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And like Spider-Man's fun too.
Yeah, that's true.
And like there's like so, like it's so hard to choose. Like I feel like when I'm in the moment, I'm enjoying it, and that's like the only thing. You know, I don't think I have necessarily like a favorite, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm wondering. I'm just wondering how much Marvel we're ever gonna get. Like, because I know, like, Disney California Adventure, like, anytime there's, like, a new Marvel TV show, a character shows up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think we'll get to that level here.
No, I don't think so at all. You know, because we just, our parks don't do that. That's like definitely like a California and like, I guess sometimes like a Disney World thing, but like mostly like California plays around with that, which is really fun, you know?
Yeah. Hard to say, but I guess we shall see what they're going to end up doing.
Heck yeah.
In the meantime.
It's always fun.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad if they brought It's a Small World of the group back every so often.
I feel like they will, right? Because they already spent the money on it, so.
Yeah, I don't think, well, if this was 15 years ago, this probably would have been a one and done. But,
oh, yeah.
nowadays, yeah, we see this once, we're probably going to see it again. Because, yeah, money was spent.
Yeah. I want to see the Christmas come back, for sure.
Yeah. The Christmas would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas would be a fun one. I miss that. I don't even remember the last time I did it. I probably did it. I did it the last year they did it, which I'm pretty sure was 2019, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to see it again, though.
Oh, no, that would be so sad.
Yeah.
But look, they brought back the Country Bear.
Okay, you're right.
Right? So never say never.
Okay. You're right. You're right on that one. I just don't think they would do them back to back.
Because,
you know, we just, like, Christmas just ended. So I don't think they would do Christmas and then switch over to this.
They need like a break in between.
Yeah. It'd be one or the other, I think.
Yeah.
Or move Groot to a different time. Because, yeah, like, yeah. I guess like, the winter time is usually when they try these interesting events.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get people to go to the parks. Because it's typically a slower time.
It would be kind of cool if they like expand on it. Like they do the attraction again and they do like a greeting or something like that. Like I guess like a Palpalooza or whatever the character thing they do now is.
Oh yeah, the Palpalooza.
Yeah.
The Palpalooza stuff. I haven't been able to do the Vanellope stuff yet.
It looks so cute. Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I'm heavily considering it.
You should go and do it.
It's really adorable.
You should go and do it.
I should.
Just go.
No, but if I go, I'm going in the spring. I'm not going right now because it's chilly. Oh, yeah,
it's cold. It's getting cold in the evenings.
Yeah. It's getting better. Today was warm.
Yeah, today was oddly warm. The other day was like, what, -1 in the evening? Like it was chilly.
Yeah. It's like, it's very unpredictable right now, but like, I want to aim for spring.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. And they'll have like cherry blossom merchandise and stuff, which I would also go for.
Some of that already came out at the Disney store today, actually.
Oh my God. Because they do everything so early.
I know.
That's right. It's not even February yet.
Yeah, I think it's too early for the Sakura stuff, honestly.
I feel like we're all, we, you know, we say this every year. It's like the holiday creep is like for real here. Like, I feel like cherry blossoms, like Starbucks too, like the cherry blossom drink gets earlier and earlier and earlier. And it like, it's not even available in the spring anymore. It's like late winter, you know?
Which is so odd.
It is so odd. Like, I know we're feeling spring, that we want spring. I get that idea. But I feel like they should make like a version 2, which actually, you know how like they have like the Valentine's Day drinks and they have like the first phase and like the second phase. Like, I wish they would do like an early, we're thinking of spring phase, and then actually have the drink available in the spring. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm just looking at the Sakura stuff.
How is it this year? Store. Is it super cute?
It's super cute. Here, I'll put the link in the show notes.
Thank you.
You can see it. It's at the top. They kind of went for like a curly aesthetic with the characters. Like the character's fur is kind of like little longer and curlier.
Oh.
And it's like different shades of pink.
Yeah, it feels like very Disney store.
Yeah, it's definitely not Tokyo Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So this is definitely like, yeah, Disney store stuff. Because, I kind of like all the different hues of pink, which I think is fun.
Yeah, I do. I think they're the colors that they chose are really pretty.
I like that Scrump is like a purplish pink.
Yeah, it's really vivid.
Stitch is like a purplish pink, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Marie's like, obviously Marie's a white cat, but then she has like different pink hues in her bow and her cheeks and stuff. And Piglet's naturally pink.
Of course.
Oh, it's really cute. And then, yeah, they, Mickey and Minnie in their kimonos, pink kimonos. Yeah. Those are fun. I'm always a sucker when they change.
I like when they do like wafu poo, like the like seasonal, like cherry blossom, like Japan style Winnie the Pooh. Always, for some reason, it goes really well together.
It looks so cute.
It does.
I love Stitch holding the little Scrump plush. And Scrump is like a different color, like hues.
Scrump looks really cute. I kind of want the Scrump keychain.
The Scrump keychain's cute.
It is.
Oh, and our Tsum Tsums are still going strong.
Are they?
Still got Tsum Tsums.
Well, the game is still really popular.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. The Hakama alien.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, he's wearing a little Hakama. Hakama is like a type of Japanese clothing. It's not quite a kimono. Hakama is for men, right? Men only?
No. Women can wear it like... Like the, what's it called? What is that period called? Oh, my brain is mush.
Edo period?
Not Edo period, like later.
Oh, Showa?
What is it? Wait, hold on. My brain
Does it go
is
Edo
garbage.
And then Showa?
Maybe.
Or something? And then there's a kimono green alien, which is really fun. These are like little mascots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, there's a green alien wearing a pink taiyaki on his head. Oh my God, that's so gosh. Cute.
Yeah, like they always have good merch, you know?
Yeah, a lot of Baymax stuff. I guess Baymax is kind of easy to work into any color palette because he's just white with two black dots and a line. And you can just add whatever else you need to him. I guess it's 100%. Easy enough, isn't it? Oh my goodness, there is a Dango Mochi keychain and all the Dango
Taisho. Taisho freaking period.
Oh, Taisho. Taisho. Yeah. Now that you say it, I'm like, oh yeah. It went Edo, then Taisho, didn't it? Or something?
What?
The order of the eras. Edo era. Japan era.
Meiji Taisho-ish.
Oh God. Now I'm just pulling it up on Wikipedia. Oh, there's so many. Where?
There are so many.
Oh my God. Oh, that's way in the 1200s. Okay.
Yeah. It's really stylish.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I said Edo. Edo is like a long time ago. I don't know why I said Edo. Edo's a very long time ago. Yeah. The more recent.
Like Taisho in general is like a really like fashionable. Retro fashionable period.
Because it was after the, wait, it was after mm-hmm. the, it was during World
it
War
was,
One.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it goes like the modern Japan is Meiji era, mm-hmm. which is 1868.
Like when the big changes were happening.
Yeah, so that was 1868. Then in 1912, it changed to the Taisho era, which mm-hmm. went on for 15 years.
Yeah.
And changed in 1926 to the Showa era. Which lasted 64 years. I was born in the Showa era. I had to learn about that because, well, you would know this. Some government documents we have to fill out. We cannot put the Western year.
You have to
year,
put the other.
The era and the year that you were born.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. So I know this by heart. Now it's like, I'm Showa 60. That's the year I was born. So it's like, it's just weird. Like I have to circle Showa and then write 60.
Uh-huh.
Which is like such a weird thing. Is it for health insurance? I don't remember. It's like there's like some
various things required.
It seems very random. Like, okay, Showa 60.
Oh, you need this doctor's office. Huh?
I think the doctor's office, I had to do that once. I had to fill it in. It's like Showa 60, you know? the Showa era went to 1989, and to 89 to 2019 was the Heisei era.
Yeah.
And then after that was, well, in the current one, we are now in the Reiwa era.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, the eras are for the emperor. So when the emperor dies, or in our case, in 2019, steps down, then the era changes and starts over at one? Is it one or zero? I think it's one.
Oh, no.
I think it starts at one or something like that.
Yeah.
It's more just a traditional thing at this point. Like, it's not, like, other than, like, some government forms, like, for the most part, everything's just, like, you know, the standard year that most countries use.
It's like your generation, too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Taisho era, because that's when the anime Demon Slayer takes place.
You know what's so funny? Like, the Taisho era, like, that's actually what kind of got me into fountain pens, because I saw on Fashion Snap, they had, like, the Taisho kind of, like, colors from that era, like, inks, and I was like, oh, that's really cool, but I don't have a way to use them. So I started picking up, like, fountain pens and, like, glass pens and stuff around that time.
That's fun.
The colors are really pretty.
We got really derailed here. I know, fruit. I can do it. Yeah, well, yeah, we were talking about the Sakura stuff, the Sakura.
Yeah. They could do, like, they could, oh my gosh, they could do, like, Marvel Cherry Blossom season goods. That would be really cool.
I wouldn't be mad at that. Like, just make it, like, you know what? I'm a sucker. Make it cute. I would probably like it. Like, that's like, totally
make like
fine
a Marvel Ohanami party. And with, like, food, like, the matching foods and everything, like, picnic foods.
Oh, yeah.
And cocktails and stuff. And they could do, like, I don't know, some kind of, like, performance or something. I don't know.
Speaking of, like, new stuff coming out, I guess, like, yeah, I think we've kind of said everything we need to say about It's Small World stuff. There's not much else to say about it. This is kind of sort of changing topics a little bit, but there's on the 25th, the card game is coming out here.
Oh, the
Lorcana.
Yeah. It's really popular, right?
Yeah. So it's very popular in the West. I have the English Lorcana cards, actually.
Yeah.
It comes out on the 25th. Here and there's adverts everywhere for it. It's at the adverts are they're actually well I don't know have you seen them? It's in the Walk of Shame in Tokyo Station to the KO line.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I was just there. Oh, I might have missed it.
Cause so you know usually on the walk like the moving walkways the wall is like Twisted Wonderland which
it's like
is
some kind of like ad. Yeah.
But I saw pictures and the Lorcana adverts were on the pillars. You know, the pillars with the big posters? Those were all Lorcana.
Oh, wow.
I'm just pulling it up here. Yeah. JR Tokyo Eki. Tokyo KO. Yeah. KO Sen. Yeah.
When does it come out?
25th, which is what? When is that?
Like in a couple of days. Wow.
Saturday. So I kind of want to go buy, like I have, because I think they're only doing the first chapter, which is the first series set. Mm-hmm. So I think they're just doing that. And I already have it in English, but I'm like, oh, do I want to start collecting this in Japanese?
Like, do you play?
I do.
Where do you go to play?
I play with friends.
That's cool.
Yeah, I have, like I bought, like I even bought the special set that came at D23 in Anaheim earlier last year.
Nice.
Oh, do I want to get into this? I don't
you
know.
You do want to get into it, Chris. You know you do.
I just love that it's Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it's, so... In the West, it's Ravensburg, the company Ravensburg that does it. In Japan, it's Takara Tomy.
Oh, interesting.
That's doing it. So the packaging looks a little different.
Okay.
Shoot, I probably will have to go buy it.
You kind of have to, right? At least to try to see what it's like the differences and stuff.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness. I could start doing I could do another YouTube channel and be like the person that,
you can do the game. There are people, people do the podcasts on the role-playing games. You could do a stream of the card game or something. I think that would be really entertaining.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I was going through I'm on the Japanese Lorcana website.
Yeah.
My friend Anyan is on the website. She's going to be doing a live event for the Lorcana game.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah. She does a lot of ads and stuff. So of course.
And she has her own fashion line.
Yeah.
So if anyone's listening and they want to watch a Japanese YouTuber and maybe, practice listening to natural Japanese and stuff, that's not a scripted TV show. And I don't really like Japanese television. It's too over the top for me. Mm-hmm. Anyan, she's a friend of mine. She does, she's a big YouTuber, mostly does Disney stuff. She has her own clothing line, but she does a lot of collaborations with Disney. So she has a lot of really cute, cutesy kind of clothes that she designs. So I think that's something, she does a lot of pop-up shops. Here, I'll put the link in the show notes for you. She does a lot of pop-ups. She has her own little fashion line and stuff. So yeah. Anyan is her name.
She's super popular.
Yeah, she has 500,000 subscribers or something. Mm-hmm. She is spelled, her name is spelled in English as A-I-N-Y-A-N, I think. Anya? Yeah. If you want to go listen to something like that, go and check her out. And then there's two other women doing it. I don't know who these women are, though. They look like two big celebrities. Mm-hmm. But it's happening in Ikebukuro, Sunshine City.
Makes sense. One of the halls. Yeah.
Right, yep, that's where the female otaku scene thrives.
That's where Ikebukuro. The otaku scene kind of are it's like moving, the move to. Because it's not kind Akihabara. Of moving,
you know, Akihabara is anymore. For lack of a better term, has been gentrified.
Yeah.
It's too mainstream now.
Yeah,
it's very mainstream now. It's become very mainstream. Like once Uniqlo moved in and Muji and all that, it's like, oh, this is like turning into every other neighborhood. Which is a little sad because I like Akihabara. Like I still like Akihabara. I still love going there. It's not what it was even 10 years ago.
The fandom is in Ikebukuro for sure. Like all the different fandoms.
Yes.
And shopping is much, much better there. Like the things in Akihabara are so marked up. Because of the tourists, it's not for people that live here anymore.
Especially if you go to the used shops, people they know tourists don't understand what these things should be priced at, so they're usually priced a little bit higher.
Yeah,
if you go to someplace like Sunshine City, you can still find some pretty good stuff.
Even Sunshine City is a shopping mall. Like to go to
I meant Ikebukuro, not Sunshine City.
Yeah, you gotta Ikebukuro. Go to the little shops, you know?
Yeah, it's you kind of do a little bit of digging.
You do, yeah.
To find these places. Oh, that's exciting. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna have to go buy Lorcana. I'm gonna go buy
it. Do it.
I don't know where to buy it, though. I'm trying to look. Where can I buy this?
It's at you said it's at the shopping mall.
Well, that's for the event. That they're hosting. Where can I buy this? So they have the booster packs. They have, of course they have merchandise.
Mm-hmm. It's probably pre-sale things.
They have Shuhen goods. Shuhen is peripheral or auxiliary stuff.
100%.
What is this? What is this? They have cart, sleeves. Mm-hmm. I don't know if these sleeves are available outside of Japan or not. One has Mickey on it and it looks like he's in a gold forest. Another one is Elsa. Not sure.
I'm surprised if they don't sell it at Disney Store.
Yeah, because they do in the U.S.
Right?
And they have playing mats. One has Maleficent and one has Steamboat Mickey. I'm trying to parse where I can find this.
It's got to be Disney Store. Like Disney Store or Kiddyland or a card specialty shop or something.
It's probably going to be a lot of places. Like I feel mm-hmm. like it's not just going to be.
And probably like different places will have like different benefits from buying there.
Yeah. Why can't I see, like, usually they'll say like available at these stores kind of thing. Let's see it. I'm also on the Japanese website. So I'm just kind of scanning mm-hmm. it. Oh, you can get 5 days free of Disney Plus when you buy stuff. Of course. Of course they're doing it. Why wouldn't they? That's hilarious. I mean, they're pushing Disney Plus pretty hard. Well, it was so funny because we basically had Disney Plus in Japan for the longest time. It was called something else.
Yeah.
Like, what was it called?
I don't know. I don't remember. My son used to watch it.
Yeah, like. It was basically Disney Plus, right?
And was it like D-Life or something like that or no?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Like we had it for years and then it changed into Disney Plus, which I guess that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to figure this out. I have a few days.
It's got to be at the places that sell the collectible card games, like probably at the same places. You could probably even find it like at Big Camera and Yodobashi and stuff, like in the toy section.
Probably like wherever there's trading cards, they'll have them. Mm-hmm. So I think that's, Well, that's fun. That is very fun. Well, thank you so much for listening, Explorers. Before we go, though, we want to thank some wonderful Explorers that are supporting the show over on Patreon. So if you want to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/TDRnow. So a big thank you to Acro, Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mama Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Chris B, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David, Baker, Kevin, Harry, Marina, Beth, Eli, Robinson, and Taylor.
And Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie, Michelle, Murray, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, Kay, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, Paige, and Tara.
And if you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe or follow button on your podcast app that you're listening to us on so you don't miss any episodes. This way, you'll always be up to date. All right, Explorers, I'm one of your hosts, Chris, the one that is probably going to go back and ride It's a Small World again because it was just so gosh darn cute. And joining as always, the wonderful Patricia.
And now I cannot get the idea of like Groot with little cherry blossoms growing out of him in like merch.
So cute.
I want that. Okay. You guys, let us know what your favorite Marvel movie is.
Yeah. Let us know.
And what you would like to see in the parks. Like if they did bring Marvel like characters and IP here, what kind of attraction or what kind of event would you like to see? And keep exploring. We'll see you next time.
All right, Explorers. See you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.